The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
It's a marquee matchup tonight for the San Jose Sharks and the Edmonton Oilers. Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith against Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. Some exciting action expected tonight at Rogers Arena, and everybody is paying attention to the man who wears number 71 for the San Jose Sharks. Celebrini comes into this matchup fourth in the NHL in scoring with 27 goals and 51 assists. The only players ahead of him are Nikita Kucherov, Nathan MacKinnon, and Edmonton's Connor McDavid. Celebrini is also 4 points ahead of Leon Draisaitl, who's fifth in the NHL scoring list, and so there should be a lot of fireworks tonight in Edmonton. Certainly the game is different than the one in Vancouver, where Celebrini picked up a goal and 3 assists in his hometown. Meeting with the media this morning, he said that that was an enjoyable experience in front of friends and family.
Super cool. Every time I get to go back to Vancouver, my family's there, my grandparents, and to be able to play in front of them in the city where I grew up, and they drove me to hockey practice and did everything for me growing up. It's cool to play in front of them.
But tonight's test for the Sharks is a little bit different. Tyler Toffoli, who's been through many of these wars, talked about the Edmonton Oilers and the way the Sharks have to approach this game.
Yeah, completely different animal, a team that's playing really well, and we got to be ready for it. It's a really hard building to go into, and I think we're all ready and excited for the challenge, and it's just another, you know, big game on the road trip, and we got to find a way.
Where have the Sharks evolved this season? Macklin Celebrini gave us his thoughts.
I think it's just the more we go here, the more belief we have in ourselves. We believe we can just close out games. We believe before the game starts that we can win and we can play a full 60 minutes, which I feel like that belief has been built throughout the year. It wasn't there at the start. So I think we've just done a great job kind of rolling off wins. And also, I mean, you look at our wins, we've kept the puck out of our net.
One definite difference in the Sharks' makeup this season has been the addition of veterans on defense, like John Klingberg and Dmitry Orlov. And Celebrini expressed his appreciation for those veterans and all of the others on the team this year.
They've helped so much. Just their presence, their leadership, their ability to speak up in the locker room, talk to them, and obviously their play. They've helped us so much on our back end. I think Klinger scored his 10th goal the other night, and in every way, they've helped our group kind of take that next step.
But what's different for him? After all, last season, Macklin Celebrini in his rookie year in the NHL had 63 points in 70 games. But this season, he's dominating. So what's the difference?
It's the I think it's the chemistry, the comfort with my line mates and just coming back second season, we're able to find a little bit more chemistry and work off each other a little bit better. I think that with our group, we also have a lot more confidence as a group, and we're winning more games, which helps a lot. We're building in the right direction, and we're becoming a better team, so I mean, that helps everyone individually.
According to Tyler Toffoli, a big difference in the Sharks' play this year is dealing with adversity better, and he thinks that in recent games it's even upticked another notch.
Yeah, for the most part, I think we've had some ups and downs with that this year, but as of late, we've been doing a really good job of, you know, sticking together and, you know, just finding different ways to win. And I thought, you know, yesterday was, you know, a real understanding of that, and we, you know, came back, got the lead, like I said, and shut it down and continue to stay on the attack and have even more opportunities. But, you know, I thought we did a really good job.
Head coach Ryan Warsofsky agrees that the Sharks are playing with more swagger, and he thinks that's good.
We're playing with a little confidence. We're playing with some swagger, and, you know, I think that's important to play with in this league and have an understanding that you have expectation to win every night. And I think that's what's kind of growing here in these last few weeks.
The Sharks head coach had some additional thoughts on exactly where things have gone better this season than in years past.
Our youth helps our team. Our veterans help our team. There's a good mix. There's high character in the dressing room. There's good personalities. Guys are playing for one another. You know, there's a lot that goes under that umbrella. But that's what happens in our rebuild, you'd say, is you get better as you go. And that's what the whole philosophy behind it is. So, you know, I think there's a lot of, you know, credit to Mike to bring in some high character players and good people and better players. And we've gotten some uptick in play from obviously Mac and Smitty and Eklund. And, you know, Toph's done a really good job of, you know, being a veteran leader and helping us in different areas. You know, Orlov's been a really good addition. I can go up and down that roster. I can name every guy that's been extremely selfless in the way we need to do things. But also at the same time, we've challenged them to be better individually. And they've done that. They've taken that to heart and they've been coachable. And it hasn't been perfect every single night, but we've made strides.
The Teal Report will continue from Edmonton in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
ESPN presents the NHL Stadium Series in a most unexpected place. A hockey takeover of Tampa, Florida and Raymond James Stadium. Where the Boston Bruins collide with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Nikita Kucherov!
Two teams take their shot at a one-of-a-kind game. The 2026 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. Bruins, Lightning, Sunday at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN and the ESPN app.
Power Business Technology is proud to be a 100% independent, locally owned and managed Toshiba copier dealer. Local ownership cuts out the red tape, allowing ourselves to never be too busy to personally answer the call when our clients need us. Recognized for excellence in service execution, training and customer service, we're proud to be named a Toshiba ProMasters Elite Dealer since 2021. Contact us today for all your business printing needs at 844-POWER-BZ. That's 844-769-3729 or visit us at PowerCopy.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
After the solid 5-2 win in Vancouver to start their road trip, the Sharks certainly have a bigger challenge tonight in the Edmonton Oilers. Edmonton beat Anaheim 7-4 on Monday for their second straight win. They're 4-2 in their last six, and that includes two shutouts at Vancouver and against St. Louis, and four games in which they've scored five goals or more. A big challenge for the Sharks' defense. But San Jose is playing well on the road. They're 8-3 in their last 11 road contests, outscoring the opposition 41-37. With powerful players like McDavid, Draisaitl, Evan Bouchard, and Zach Hyman on the other side of the ice, head coach Ryan Warsawski has a clear idea as to what's needed in tonight's matchup.
There's obviously some special players on both sides, and you got to be aware when certain guys are on the ice. But, you know, it's about us skating tonight. It's about us getting on the forecheck. It's about us getting to our identity. It's about us playing with some swagger and confidence. We're a good hockey team. We can't play in fear. You know, sometimes you give teams too much respect, and you get put on your heels. So we want to get after them tonight. This will be a fun one. I think our guys are excited for it.
The Sharks head coach added that there's a certain way you have to play against the Oilers, and it has to go through your entire lineup.
Well, I think we've got to play fast. You know, I think we've got to close in the defensive zone and take away time and space. When we have pucks, we want to get going. We want to play fast. You know, I think when we're skating, we have our legs, we're a difficult team to play against, and that's going to be the biggest thing we've got to focus on.
In the last two games against the Rangers and Vancouver, the Sharks have taken command early. Tyler Toffoli says that even after giving up the 4-on-4 goal against Vancouver, the Sharks seized control, and they need to keep control tonight from the start.
Yeah, I mean, obviously giving up the first goal there wasn't ideal, but obviously bouncing back right away and getting it, you know, tying it back up and basically starting from scratch again, you know, gave us a little bit of momentum and just took advantage of some of our opportunities. And, you know, after we got the lead, I thought we played a really good game and, you know, did what we wanted to do.
It's going to be a really exciting game, and you don't want to miss a minute of all the action, right? So the best way to do that is to tune into the Sharks Audio Network for all of the coverage starting at 5:30 Pacific Time. Alex Daylock joins me with the call tonight. Find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online at sjsharks.com/listen, and of course, on our terrestrial affiliate network. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.